You're about to hear the Daf Yomi on Masechet Chulin from Daf Cycle number 12 in the year Tovshin Ayin Aleph. It'll be followed by a rapid review enabling you to get a quick glimpse of the Daf, and then I'm going to replay you the Daf from the 11th cycle from the year 2004, which you might enjoy more because of a different ambience and different participants. Enjoy. Today's Daf from Masechet Chulin is Daf Chof Gimel, and we're holding in the middle of a series of Mishnayot that juxtapose mirror-imaged dinim. And we've been talking about, in the latest Mishnah, we've been talking about the stages of the two types of minim of birds, one of which is the Yonah and the other is the Tor. We came out saying that the Yonah's min only can take the young and the Tor can only take the old. And we entertained the question about whether the middle stage, the adolescent stage, was a suffix or whether it's actually something else that's not good for either. Now, it's interesting that we have a very similar issue when it comes to animals. And that is that the Torah sometimes talks about a keves. Sometimes it talks about an ayil. But the problem is that there is an intermediate stage between a keves and an ayil that everybody is familiar with, and that's the teenager, which is called a palgas. And the keves is technically up until the 13th month, so until the end of the first year, and the ayil is dafka after the age of 13 months. But the 12th month, the 13th month itself, from the 12th month to the 13th month, is a period of 1 month adolescence, which is palgas. And over there, the Torah never defined what that palgas is. And the truth is that there's a machloket about what we do if somebody actually is noder palgas. He brings it. Is it chayav nisachim or not? Is it that it's a keves and we bring nirsei keves? Is it an ayil? We bring it say ayil, or do we make a t'nai and say, well, I don't really know what it is, but if it's a keves, then the isaron la keves is for the keves, the other is a donation. Same thing with the yayin, and I just donated as minchat nisafim. If it's an ayil, then the whole thing is meant for the ayil. None of it is a donated nisafim. But there's another possibility, and that is the one that we've been entertaining here, that maybe the interim stage is not a keves and not an ayil. And in which case it's not chayev, perhaps at all, nisachim. Now there's also a shita over there, which is Rabbi Yochanan shita, who learns from a pasuk that there's an additional o la'ayil to add the nisachim of an ayil for a palgas. All right, so now, taking that into consideration, let us learn today the question that Rabbi Zera raised, which is seven lines from the bottom, which is similar to the question we had yesterday about the middle stage of birds, the adolescent bird. Boy, Rebbe Zera. How about if a guy says, just like the case we had yesterday, a guy said, I could bring either a Torah ben Yonah. In this case, the guy said, I'm going to bring an ayil up, either from an ayil or a keves. And he brings a palgas. Now, if the palgas is one or the other for sure, just like yesterday, so you're yotze either way. But if the interim stage is neither, so you're not yotze. You can see how this is precisely the question we raised yesterday. Well, first let me just make it clear that I'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says we have a special pasuk that tells me what to do with the palgas in terms of its nisachim. Obviously, if the Torah needed to address what to do with the palgas, then the palgas is not a suffix. It's not that God has a suffix, which one it is. He's telling you that this is a different animal, which means that it's neither a keves nor an ayil, and it has its own nisachim, and so on. So there, I'm not raising the issue, of course. So I'll leave it, Rabbi Yochanan, Loti Bayiluch Adi Amar Bir Yahavi. Obviously, Rabbi Yochanan holds it's a different species for all intents and purposes. It's neither a keves nor an ayil. It's not Hikrivo. If you went ahead and did bring it, says the Mishnah, then maybe I'll have Niske Ayo, but in Ololo Mizivko. Well, certainly not going to be Yotze, your Zevach. There it was talking about a suffix. But it won't be Yotze, your carbon, and you bring a Nisachim and Ayo, and Rabbi Yochanan learned that the reason you bring the Nisachim and the Ayo is from a Pasuk. Ola Ayo, that Pasuk that says to bring for or for the Ayo, Olai alay achad, it's a strange language, is l'rabot et apolgas. I'm asking, however, according to Bar Pada, he understood that what the Mishnah meant over there in Parah was not that you know what you're doing, but rather you make a condition. So he says, Bar Pada di Omar, you would bring these nesachim, umatzen, you would make them conditional. You would say, if it's an ayel, this palgas, and then I'm bringing this chayayel. If it's a keves, then one isaron out of this, together with the revi tahin, is for the keves, and then the extra is a nedava. Even though normally, if you recall from the nachot, we do not make a nedava which would not itself be suitable for a particular carbon. But as Rashi points out, in this case where I'm bringing it together with something else, it basically equals a standard nesachim, grossly. How it is that I look at it in terms of how it's split up isn't important. Mizbeach is getting its chelek as this nice nesachim. It may be that it's constituted partially of Pell Grants and partially of student loans, but it's basically, it's all a unit of what the Mizbeach needs. So the question is how far Bar Pada goes. In other words, Bar Pada says Maiti Umatne. So what does that mean when he says Maiti Umatne? Does it mean he only needs to say, if it's a keves, then X, and if it's an aisle, then Y? Or does he also have to say, if it's neither, then it doesn't get any nesachim, and all these nesachim are a gift?
Then what do you do?
So that's the question. Me, I'm reading this, be'ayel v'keves matna. You have to say, if it's an aisle, if it's a keves, but you don't have to put in a third possibility, be'biria lomad. You don't say, and if it's neither of the above, then let all of this be a gift of nesachim, and nedava, lomadna. Or maybe you have to add in that additional question, be'biria nami madna. Namely, that you would say, Dioma, Ibiriyavi, if it is a different thing, neither an aisle nor a keves, then I want the entire nesachim to be a nedava. Now, and of course, the implications of that would be in our case, where the guy said, Hare alai ola, either from a keves or an ayah, if a libet of our potter, we would need to have a third possibility, namely, that it's none of the above, so then we're in trouble, because you're not going to be yotzi, you can't be sure you're yotzi either way. Could be, therefore, you need to bring maybe a carbon to be yotze, both the keves, either the keves or the ayil, and you can't say I was yotze with the palkas. Take them. So we don't know. We know according to Rabbi Yochanan, definitely, that you weren't yotze. But according to Bar Pada, it's possible that it's either or. Now we have an interesting similar issue. The other similar issue of a middle stage between a fully mature product and an immature product is surprisingly chametz bePesach. We know that we have a concept called siur, as opposed to seor, and that is the process of becoming an adult piece of chametz. And that requires a certain amount of maturation of the yeast in the chametz. So there are two, there's the full stage, in which something is fully leavened, and then there's a process which is becoming leavened. Now, there, that middle stage, there's a machloket as well, just like over here, there's a machloket between Bar Pada and Rabbi Yochanan. Here there's also a machloket, and it's a machloket between Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Meir. So what exactly, there's two machlokets. One machloket is, what is the din of that middle stage? According to Rabbi Meir, the din of that middle stage is that it has to, it's Yochai Malkus if you eat it, but you're not chayav karas. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the din of that middle stage is it's that it's osur, but that there's no chayav malkasi. Now, what is that middle stage? It's a different machlokas, which coincidentally is also machlokas of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Meir, the middle stage is where the dough blanches, which is called hichsifu panav, turns white, but it hasn't yet cracked. The moment it starts getting cracks, even if they're the size of the antennae of an insect, the karnei chagavim, it's already chometz gomer, according to Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Yehuda, sifu panav, that's regular, all dough does that, even if it's matzah. It's only after it already got the cracks, the little cracks, then it's siur. Then when it's fully risen, it's chometz. So now, of course, this is a little bit more complicated than the previous question, because here we're also going to have to define which middle stage. Whose middle stage? But it's essentially the same issue that we're raising. It's just in order to make sure that we know what we're talking about, we're going to have to analyze according to whose middle stage are we questioning what the status is of the middle stage. So let's take a look at that. Ask the Gemara like this. Suppose, by Rabbi Zera, how does it enter into the same type of Rabbi Zera questions about bringing karbonas? Very simple. There is a karbon that requires both chametz and matzah, namely the todah. I need to bring the 30 different types of matzah and the 3 different types of matzah, 30 actual chalot of matzah, and one type of chametz, 10 chalot of chametz. So, suppose a guy says, I am going to bring only one of those types, either chametz or matzah. So I'm going to bring lachmeh, but later on the Gemara is going to ask how that's possible. We'll get to the details. But the point is, in a case where somebody sets things up such a way that he's only going to be yotzi his neder, if he brings either the lachmeh chametz or the lachmeh matzah. And he actually doesn't bring either, clearly. He brings seor. So what would be the din? Is that either or might it be something that's neither? You see how beautifully this fits into our adolescent stage of the birds, adolescent stage of the keves to the ayah. Well, but you have to first tell me whose seor, meaning which middle stage are we referring to? If we're talking about what Rabbi Meir calls seor, which is just that it got blanched, hichsifu panav. Well, I mean, if you're asking what the din is according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, that's pure matzah. No problem with that at all. I mean, maybe in Rabbanu, as Tosis points out, we don't let you use it, but lemaisa, it's really still perfectly kosher matzah. If you're asking, what about Rabbi Yehuda's stage? Rabbi Yehuda was talking about kikardei chagavim is siur. Yeah, but according to Rabbi Meir, that would be pure chametz. Well, how about Rabbi Meir's stage of ichsifu panav according to Rabbi Meir? Well, I mean, Rabbi Meir says you get malchus. If you get malchus, it's obviously diorita, it's chometz. It's just you don't get karet because it's not roi lachila completely. But, you know, I mean, there's nothing to ask about whether you're yotze. We know 100% that you would be yotze because it's considered to be pure chometz. The only place where I can ask is, what is the din of the middle stage of Rabbi Yehuda? Namely that it has karnei chagavim, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Is it that Rabbi Yehuda is misupak? He's not sure. He says, you can't use it, but I don't give you malchus. So, is he saying that it's a suffix? I'm not sure it might be matzah or it might be chametz. In which case, since you said over here, I'm going to bring a carbon that's either matzah or chametz, you'd be yotzi memanavshach, nothing memanavshach. Or is what Rabbi Yehuda looking at tzior as a middle stage, the equivalent of the tchilas tzior, bezev is a bezev. That's possible. And therefore it would be low enough, you wouldn't be yotzi no matter what. That's my question. Wait a minute, but it's not a practical question. I mean, there's no possible way you could set up such a case. Because Rav Huna said that the moment a guy says, Arei alai lachmei todah, he has to bring the whole carbon title with its lechem. Once he has to bring the carbon title with its lechem, if he doesn't know, let's just say he's yotze b'manavshach. What do you mean he's yotze b'manavshach? If he doesn't know whether he was yotze because it was lechem, chametz, or if it was yotze because it was lechem, matzah, he's still going to have to bring all four anyway because he didn't know what he did. So he wasn't yotze in any practical terms. Because a b'manavshach is not going to help you when you're going to have to make up for it. So there's no meaning. There's no practical meaning to your question.
Well, he brings 40 in this middle stage.
No. You can't bring 40 in the middle stage because the middle stage is in both. At the most, it's one or the other. No, it can't be either or. Only from the teenage point of view. Yeah. Then you can choose it according to your convenience, but that's only within it. So, that's my question. It's not going to help you. Holo yada haigav. I mean, the guy's not going to know whether what he was yotze with was chometz, and now he has to make up the matzah, or what he was yotze with is matzah, and now he's going to make up the chometz, in which case he's going to make up both of them, and therefore, for all intents and purposes, he wasn't yotze anything. That's not going to help. I'll tell you what the case is. The case is that a guy was going to bring, his neighbor is bringing a carbon tata. And he says, look, you know, I can't afford to bring all of it. I'd like to pay for the either for the lachmei chametz, I'm going to bring I'm going to bring these 10 to Potter, the other guy's Teda, and that's the question. No, that's not a very intelligent question. Because the other guy is not going to be pottered from anything. He doesn't know what you did for him. So anyway, he's going to have to pay for it. And therefore, your netter, which is, I'm going to potter the other guy, you weren't Yotze anyway. So it doesn't matter whether you were Yotze Maman of Shach, because even if you're Yotze Maman of Shach, you weren't Yotze in the netter Maman of Shach. Because you have to pay, again, because you don't know, you didn't help the guy.
In other words, to say potter means...
The potter means that he, right? I'm going to remove the burden of the debt from him.
You don't know that you wrote it.
Yeah, he knows. But he doesn't know what you brought. So far, Loyada Haigar, but now the other guy doesn't know. If it was Chometz, which means that now he has to add a matzah, or if you brought the matzah, which means he has to add the Chometz, in which case, you didn't do him any favors. Okay, so you didn't say you'll do him a favor, okay? You just said you'll do it. Forget the favor. So Lo Tzricha D'Lo Amar Liftor. That's my question, theoretically. Was the guy Yotzi his netter or not? What are we getting into the alien questions here for, right? So Mefik Gavri Yidei Nidro. That's my question. Was he Yotzi his netter? Don't ask me what advantage there was in being Yotzi his netter. Nothing or lo nothing. Just answer my question. Take. So on all these above issues, we really don't have any clear-cut information as to whether the shita that we were asking, according to, holds that it's a neither or a possible either. Continues Zeilik HaMishnah with another mirror image, and that is the Para Aduma to the Egla Arufa. These are two very curious non-korbanot, weird, in which we do things outside of the Beit HaMikdash. And the things that we do are very strange. Paraduma, we burn the whole thing, and we take its ashes. Really weird. The Egla Rufa, the Bezdin comes out, and you have to now, you take a butcher knife, and you break through the back of its head with a butcher knife, you decapitate it. Egla Rufa. Two weird things. They have elements of Karbonis in them, fascinatingly, as we saw earlier, so that we had questions of the type of things that would passel Kutchin. Passeled also Pora and Egla, and they were compared to Karbonot, even though they obviously are not. And here the Mishnah talks about the same kind of contrast that we had between Shchita and Malika. Because the Pora needs Shchita, and the Egla Rufa needs something a little bit like Malika. Obviously, it's not Malika. It needs to be done with a butcher knife. It's not done with Mula Arif. It's a real Arifa. But the point is, we're contrasting this other issue now of a Pora Shchita versus an Egla Arufa. Could we do a Pora Arufa and an Egla Shchita? So, kosher be-pora, posel be-egla, kosher be-egla, posel be-pora, and as the Braita spells it out, Tan Rabbana, the pora is only kosher be-shchita. The barifa, it would be posel. We're going to see all of this with psukim later. The egla rufa is only kosher barifa, but be-shchita it's psula. So once again, we have our formulation. Nimtzeit, kosher be-pora, posel be-egla, kosher be-egla, posel be-pora. Now, the question is, why can we not learn one out from the other and say, just as we did with the Shchita and with the Malika, we tried to make a Kal Vachomer, if you could do it that way, Koshke should be able to do that. We're going to do exactly the same thing over here with the Pora and the Egla. So now, if we don't know what our sources are, in other words, we're just given the Halachot as we were given them. So my immediate reaction is, well, I mean, why can't we make the Pora Aduma kosher barifa? I mean, isn't it a kal vachomer? If an egla arufa that you're claiming is not kosher b'shchita, is kosher barifa, so a pora that is kosher b'shchita, ein odin shuruch shara ba'arifa. Now, look, Tosfos here, in a number of places, goes to the logic of these kind of situations. And we've spoken about this in the past. You would think that where you're faced with two sets of halachot, that you would say, well, I can make the Kal Vachomer in either direction, can't I? I mean, if I'm going to make this Kal Vachomer, I can turn around and make the other Kal Vachomer. Let the Egla Rufa be kosher b'shchita, because it's a Kal Vachomer, if the Pora, which is not kosher b'arifa. So what we should say to ourselves is, we have two sets of mutually exclusive dinim, which is the technical name for that is Kol chada v'chada, tokum aduchte. Each one stands in its set. There's no reason for us to try to compare sets. The Torah gives a set of dinim. What makes you think that there's any element in them that is really attachable as a concept to some other set? It is what it is. And there are cases where the Gemara says this. So Tosis points out that the rule is here. The only time that we say that is where they're mutually exclusive. And he brings examples of mutual exclusivity, such as by, we had the case of whether a Kohen Gadol can be makriv ba'aninut, his own personal carbon or not. Each Kal V'chomer leads to the opposite in the assumptions of the dinim of the other one. But in this case, that's not true. There's no reason to say that both of them can't be kosher, both Barifa and Bashita in the end, because they're both weird things, and how do you know that there's not a set of weirdness? You know, so apply whatever strange halachas, I mean, could be applied to both of them, not really karbonas. We're doing them outside of Beit HaMikdash. Let's treat them in the same way. So therefore, until we first establish the guidelines, very often what the Gemara wants to do is, okay, let me tell you the way it is, without telling you how I know. And therefore, you have no reason to question whether how I know is applicable to the other case or not. So let's first examine it in terms of its logic, and then get to see why we've separated it out in this fashion, rather than simply start out and say, here's the din of the Paraduma, here's the din of Egla Rufa, now can we put one onto the other? Because the fact is that in accessing the din, we immediately see why it's unique to that particular case. So this is a convenient way of doing the juxtaposed issues. So let us say a Kal V'chomer. If an Egel Arufa, which you're claiming is not kosher b'shkita, let's say I believe you in that, it's not kosher b'shkita. It's kosher b'arifa, so then the para which is kosher b'shkita should for sure be kosher b'arifa. Apparently it's easier to do these type of strange avodas in a non-shkita manner. No, you see, I can't. Because when it comes to para aduma, it says v'shachat otalafana. And remember that what's the parsha of the Paraduma? Zot chukata Torah. So everything mentioned about the Paraduma is chukah. And the rule is, where it says chukah, it means do it as I say. And don't deviate. That's ma'akeh. Chukah is always ma'akeh.
Can you learn from
that? Oh, ask the Gemara. Now hold on a minute. Chukah doesn't mean you can't learn. Let's get inside first. Omar Krava Shachato Talafanav and Chukas of Chukata Torah, and what that means is Beshkita, and only Beshkita. So Beshkita in Barifalo. Wait, are you trying to tell me that wherever it says Chukka, you can't learn out of Kal V'chomer? Kolega Dektive Chukka. Lo Darshin Kal V'chomer. I mean, I'm not saying if I don't do it right, it shouldn't be possible. I agree. If I don't do it right, it should be possible. Fine. That's what chukah means. Now I'm questioning, but what is doing it right? Since when did chukah limit my ability to analyze a pasuk the way I would analyze any other pasuk? I've never heard of such a thing. All chukah does is that it's koveya, that the din is ma'akev. You can't get away with doing it wrong. That's all it does. Okay, so let me learn a Kal V'chomer and say that doing it that way would be doing it right. I'll prove that, by the way. I'll prove to you that chukah does not preclude trying to apply normal dinim in the Torah, because vaha, you're telling kol echad echtibe chukah lo tashin Kal V'chomer. V'agabe Yom Kippur, remember our famous situation with Yom Kippur, where the Torah says, du goralot, goralachad l'Hashem, goralachad l'Azazah. Now the din over there is that if, instead of doing goralot, you say, okay, forget about the goal, we got no time, it's getting late. This one is Lashem, and this one is Lazazel. The din over there is, you're not able to be koved as Lashem and Lazazel. You do the goral, and even the goral inverts the one you said Lashem, it makes no difference. It's only the goral that defines it. Now, the din over there is, by Yom Kippur, the whole din of Yom Kippur is chok, as it keeps repeating. That's why we know all those dinim are ma'akim. And even though it says chukah, note that a braita questions why we shouldn't make a Kal V'chomer. That if normally a goral doesn't do a darn thing, let's say you have to bring two different korbanos, a chatas and an oila. let's say, kinei zovin, kinei yodos, carbon oil of a yarid, you know, where you're going to be kovea echad la'olav, echad l'chatat. Ah, sounds like Yom Kippur. Okay, so you figure, might as well go all the way. You make it go ral, and it's like really very moving. Get all the kids in the auditorium. All right, which one's going to be the chatas? Which one? Let's pretend we're going to go Yom Kippur. It doesn't do a darn thing. So you do the goral, the goral came up, this one is the oil of it. You can end up, and you must say which one is which, you say the opposite, because the goral had no meaning. So if in a case where a goral isn't even useful, the only thing that's useful is a conscious description of what it is, so Koshkin, where even a goral is useful, saying beferish, this is the Sayyar Lazazel, this is the Sayyar, should certainly be useful. How do we know it's not? Therefore comes along a brayta to say, you know, we know it's not a word about chukah, mind you. Not a word about chukah. But since it says, Asher Allah, Allah v'agoral Hashem, v'asau chatat, you see that the Allah v'agoral is v'asau chatat. That, and only that which the goral was koveh as Hashem, that's the one you can make a chatas, as if to say, it's the goral that made it into a chatas. Agoral oseh chatat, the Ein Hashem Oseh Chatat continues the brayta to explain, and why do I bring this pasuk? Why don't I just accept the fact that it's said to make a goral? Because it's a kal v'chomer sheyachov al adinu uba b'makom shelo kidash hagoral kadash Hashem. So koshi ein makom shekadash hagoral b'yom kippur ein odin shekadash Hashem. Therefore, I need my pasuk. Talmud Bamar V'asohu Chatat. That teaches me, no kal v'chomer is allowed. Agoral Oseh Chatat, V'ein Hashem Oseh Chatat. Now, excuse me, but what that shows me is that Taima, the only reason that we said that we don't make that kal v'chomer is because of this extra pasuk to cut the Rachmano V'asohu Chatat. But if not for that, I would have said the kal v'chomer despite the fact that it says chukah very clearly by Yom Kippur. So what are you going to do? Okay, I give up. All right, fine. So you're right. Why don't we make the kal v'chomer? It's not because of chukah. You know what it is? It's because it has nothing to do with the Porah, actually. I made a mistake in looking for the Makor in the Porah. There's nowhere where we're told that the Porah can't be done this way. But there is a place where we're told that only the Egla can be done by Rufa. And Mamela, we know that that means the Pora cannot be done by Rufa. Where is that? Mi'et Rachmana gabe Egla Arufa. It says, Ha Arufa means the Egla, which is Aruf. And the only thing which is the Arufa one. I mean, there will never be another animal that is the Arufa. It's Egla, which is the Arufa, you see. Which means that the Parah will not be the Arufa. Zot Barifa, the Inacheret Ba'arifa. Okay. Alright, but now, can I turn it around? You're telling me, now it's given that the Parah is only kosher b'shchit. Oh, that has massive implications. It means that even where you're able to be kosher b'shchit, You're not able to be kosher barifa, but of course an egla, which is kosher even barifa. Wow, that for sure would be kosher b'shchita. So te egla kshira b'shchita b'kal v'chomer, because of a pora where you cannot do arifa is kosher b'shchita. So it's obviously easier to make things kosher b'shchita than is barifa. So egla, which is kosher even barifa, should for sure be kosher b'shchita. Therefore, comes along the pasuk to say. And what do they do? The orfu shom et ha egla banacha. So we have ha arufa in one pasuk and ha egla in the other pasuk, which means to tell me it's the orfu ha egla. This is the din of the egla. It is kosher the orfu barifa, and in no other way b'shchita lo. So now we know that they are mutually exclusive dinim when it comes to the Pora and the Egla. Boy, Rebbe Zera. Ha'omer harealai olat be'ma min ha'ayalo min ha'keves ve'hevi palkas. Ma'o. Alibet Rebbe Yochanan lo tiboylacha. Deomar Biryahavi, it's an ikrivo. Maybe alav nischeayo. Vein olala mizifchon. Rabbi Yochanan explained, why do I bring nischeayo? It's a pasuk. Ola ayo, l'rabot et apalgas. So obviously, it's not a suffix, because the Torah doesn't tell us about God's sveikas. It tells us about the din. So Kiti Baylach HaLibet Bar Paru does not darshan Ola Ayo for that. And he says what you have to do is Maiti Umatne. You make a Tanai if it's an Ayo, if it's a Keves. Here's my question. Mi Amrinan, is it only that Be'ayo Be'keves Matne, but Be'birya Lo Matne? Bar Paru does not expect you to include also the third possibility. And if neither of the above, then no Nisachim. And this is entirely an Adava. So if that would be the case in terms of our question, you would definitely yotzik. It was either an ayel or keves. Or maybe dilma bebirianavi matna, which is to say, he needs to say ibirianavi lavi kula nedava, in which case, when it comes to our question, you brought neither an ayel or a keves. You were not yotzik. Take. Boy Rabbi Zera, ha'omer ha're'alai lach meto, da'amir ha'chametz, omen ha'matzah ve'vi siur. Wait. What? Siur the mind. You're talking about Sir the Rebbe Meir? I mean, according to Rebbe Yehuda, that's pure matzah. I mean, it's just blanched. You're talking about Rebbe Yehuda of Karde Chagovim. Well, according to Rebbe Meir, that's chametz. If you're talking about Rebbe Meir's blanched, the Sifu Panav, according to Rebbe Meir, well, he holds you get malchus, it can't be a suffix. It's obviously chametz. It must be, we're only asking Rebbe Yehuda's Sir of Karde Chagovim, Ali, but Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't get malchus for seer. So my sveika havi, and therefore you be yotzi v'man of shach the neder, where you said you're going to bring o chametz o matzah, or maybe it's neither of the above, and it's biryavi v'lo nafi. But wait a minute, there's no such case because homer avuna homer arei alai lach metoda, maybe todav lachma anyway. So the moment that you have to bring it anyway, you're still going to have to bring it anyway, because given the chayev lebet todav lachma, and you have no idea what this is, so who cares? So what nafkamina will it possibly make if you're going to be saying you're yotzei mamanavshach, or you're not yotzei? In either case, you're not yotzei. Okay, fine. So lo tzrich damar harei alai chova liftor todato shaploni. No, what good is that? So if the ploni won't know. Lo yada hai gavra. I chomet si delete matzah. I mat si delete chomet. Okay, fine. He's talking about that he didn't say liftor. He only said, I got to do what the aliens say. So was he yotz or not? That's the question. Lo amra liftor. Mefik gavra yedei nidro. That's my question. Just tell me. Nafik or lo nafik. Don't drive me nuts. Take it. Kosher bepara, pasuk beegla, kosher beegla, kosher bepara. Tan rabbanan, para is b'shkita k'shera b'barifa p'sula. Egla arufa is b'barifa k'shera b'shkita p'sula. Nimtzeit kosher bepara, pasuk b'shkita beegla, kosher beegla, pasuk bepara. Now, once again, our question is, tehei para k'shera b'arifa b'kava chomer. Uma egla shalo ukshra b'shkita z'namla z'ukshra b'arifa. A para, which is ukshra b'shkita, eno din z'ukshra b'arifa. If the Torah says it has to be v'shachat otalafanav, and it says zot chukat haTorah, how are you going to do barifa? The b'shkita ei barifa lo. Now wait a minute. Kol eichad etibe chukah. You're telling me lo darshina kavachomer. I never heard of such a thing. Gabi avakipurim. It says chukah. Nonetheless, the brayta says v'yasau chatat. This comes to teach us hagoral, and only the goral is osachatat. Vein Hashem osachatat. Why do I need this pasuk? Because shiyoch of alodinu. Uma b'makam shalo kadash hagora. Let's say where you need to bring kinei zavid, kinei yoldot, karmel b'yored, whatever. But over there, the shame and only the shame is kadash. Makam shikadash hagora. And Yom Kippur, for sure the shame should be kadash. Talmud lomar, v'yasau chatat. Gora, v'yasau chatat. The gora lo sechatat. Now, what I see from here is time in a kadavach when I was so chatat. But if not for that, I would not have cared about the fact that it's such chukah Chukah just means it has to be done right, but I would still be darshin kal vachomer to know what it means to do something right. Okay, I take it back. The reason a par is not kosher ba'arifa is because miyet rechmona gabi egla. It says ha'arufa, the one and only zot ba'arifa ve'nacher ba'arifa. V'utehei egla k'shera b'shkita mikal v'chomer. Uma parah shelo k'shera ba'arifa k'shera b'shkita egla shek'shera ba'arifa. Eino din shu k'shera b'shkita omar kra v'orfu ha'egla. It's the arifa that makes it the egla. Barifa in bishkital om. That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy. Let's try that again. Holding on to Kof Gimel. Now it's good, because today it's Kof Gimel. Works out perfectly. There you go. Kof Gimel Bishvat Daf Kof Gimel. So we got all the way down to Boy Rebbe Zera, I think. Yes. So the last question. Last question that we had asked was, what is the status? Actually, it was an abaye, not a question. But what we raised was the issue of what would be the status of Tchilat HaTzihuv, both Begabe, if I brought both, and I had allowed myself a choice of whatever species I want, so I brought both Torim and Yonah, and I brought the Tchilat HaTzihuv, Shebezel Bezeh. The question was whether that was definitely not kosher anyway, but a birya. Or whether, even though it's a suffix, if I made it in that way, it would be definitely I would be Yotze, because for my monoshop, I was Yotze. I brought something for our president, and I don't know. I brought you a letter, Mr. President. I didn't seem to find it here. Oh, that wasn't the president that brought it? Just an ordinary coin. Just an ordinary coin. First of all, he may be the coin gadol. He has to be.
What are we going to do with my shoes?
Huh? You never know.
I have surgeries on my.
All right. So today we have a similar question, which we're raising only because now we raise the overall issues about the places where the Torah was mamayat interim stages. What that miyut consists of, it is that it's dochet completely and puts it into a category by itself, so it's part of neither set, or is it just a suffix? We have a similar question by a palgus. You remember that the palgus, the din was that a kevis has to be betoch shnato, and an ayil is defined as 13 months and up. The interim stage between a kevis and an ayil is called a palgus. Now, palgus is not included in the korbanos. And it says in the Mishnah that if someone brought a palgas, then he has to bring the nesachim of an ayil. Remember, it wasn't supposed to bring this in the first place. But if it was done, the nesachim that come with it are the nisrei ayil. And this causes us to raise the same question by palgas, by Rebbe Zera. Ha'omer harei alai olat behima. And he says, I can bring it either min ha'ayil or min ha'kevah. Similar to the question of the person who was makabel on himself, Ola, either min ha'torinim or min b'nei ha'yunah. Here's his beferish, either from an ayil or a kevah. He ends up bringing up palgas, ma'al. Now, alibeder of Yochanan loti bar yilacha. The way that Yochanan learns it, namely that the source of the din of palgas is in a pasuk, then there's no question that he was not Yotze. Because the pasuk can't be coming, as we said yesterday, to talk about a suffix. The pasuk can only be coming to talk about a birya. So according to Rabbi Yochanan Loti Baylach Adomer Birya Havi, according to him, clearly it's a different species, so to speak. It exists in its own set. It's not. Hikrivo, if you will, go ahead and bring that palgas, says the Mishnah, mevi alav nischei ayil, but ein olelo mizivcho. If you are mechuyev, a korban, either of an ayil or of a kevas, You're not going to be yotzei. It's not our question. Our question is where you specified, I can bring either. But had you made a neder to bring an ayah, or you made a neder to bring a keves, and you brought a pargas, you wouldn't be yotzei. Of Yom Rabbi Yochanan, how do I know that you bring a nischei ayah? Because it says in the Torah, O la'ayel in the parshas of Nisachi. So it says, O la'ayel ha'achad. What's the O? O is marvel arabes, it's a palgas. So that means that the Torah is being marvel apalgas in the nischei ayel with the extra O. So according to him, there's no question that if I need a posik to tell me this, that it must be that it has its own special dinim. Because the posik couldn't be coming to tell me, well, we're not quite sure, so let's be machmer. I mean, that's certainly not what a posik tells me. But kiti boilecha. I'll leave it to Bar Poda. The question is, Bar Poda understands the idea of bringing nischei ayil apparently has a suffix, not from the posik, because Bar Poda says the Yomar, maite umatsne, you bring the Nisachim, but you have to make a tnai. So your tnai is, lechora at least, your tnai is, if this is a keves, then the amount of Nisachim here for the keves, the revi'ah sahib, should be for the Nisachim that I'm mechuyav. And the addition between the revi'ah sahib and the shlishit sahib, in case it was really a keves, this would be a nedarim. On the other hand, you can add the nadova part, even though you can't bring the nadova alone for that one. You're not able to bring one because there's no such thing, as we said before, menachas. But when you're bringing it along with other nesachim, you could bring even a nadova of less than a full shear. And if, on the other hand, this palgas is an ayil, then I'm bringing nischei ayil. What I'm bringing, and it's kulei l'shear. Now, that seems to be saying very clearly that what we have over here is a suffix, right? My question is, Mi amrin an ayel v'keves masna, but v'birya lo masna, is Bar Poda convinced that a palgas is either an ayel or a keves? And therefore that's all you have to be masna. If it's a keves, then the revi'i tahin is for it. If it's an ayel, then the shlishi tahin is for it. Or perhaps Odilma Bibiria Nami Matra. Does he have to wake a three-way tonight? Because we're not 100% sure. If it's a Keves, so then Shlishitahim. If it's an Ayil, so then Shlishitahim. And if it's a Biria, then none of it is for, because if it's a Biria Bifle Atzmo, and he doesn't have the Pasuk of Ola Ayil, he dodged something else from Ola Ayil, as we had back in the Menachos. So according to him, the Torah was never Machayah for this Birya and Nisachim, because after all, there's no carbon that's brought from this thing. So then Lahavikula Nadav, in which case all of it should go for Nadav. There, our question, of course, here our question is a little bit different than the question we had before. That was, what was, so there we had was either Suffolk or Birya. Over here we know, according to Bar Poda, there's definitely a Suffolk, it's the Keves or Naya. The question is, if it's a birya as well, part of that suffix, that I cannot say that I was vada yotzei machiav, you see, from bringing a palgas. Because if it's a birya finash, I wouldn't be yotzei either. By the way, I just want to point out that even if we would say it's a suffix, and I would bring a palgas, I certainly would not be yotzei. Mm-hmm. Let's say somebody's machiav a carbon, which could be either a kanai or a kanai. So the Rambam talks about such a case, Gabi Mitzvah. He's certainly not yotzei by bringing a palgas. Because a palgas, even if I would be masan and nisrei keves, is not a keves. A keves is tol shnato. So it's not tol shnato. There's no way I could be yotzei machiyev. The question only seems to be, in terms of what person was machayev himself beneder, what is a palgas to him? Over there, it doesn't technically have a fear that it has to necessarily be a keves. So if it's included in this keves, it fine, it would be a keves. But on the tzad that it's a birya, then even Belashon B'nei Adami wouldn't be yotzei his neder. Take. And we have another very interesting middle stage like that. Here we've had two live organisms, either in the case of the birds or in the case of the animal, in which we have a stage of the teenager, the in-between stage. We also have such a concept of Gabi Chometz B'Pesach, where we have a middle stage between matzah and chametz. Now that middle stage is called siur, as opposed to sa'or. Don't confuse it with sa'or. Nothing in common with sa'or. It's called siur. And it's a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda as to what constitutes that phase. When does it begin, and what is it chayav? So first of all, Rabbi Meir is very machmir. Rabbi Meir says, look, the moment that you have hichsifu panav, that the dough turns white on the surface, it hasn't even broken up into little cracks, it hasn't swollen to that point, but it looks pale. At that point it becomes si'ur. If you eat it, you're chayav malchus, not chayav koros, because it's not quite suitable. It's chametz nuksha. It's not yet really usable for eating.
This is
Pesach. Yeah, from Pesach. And once it gets broken up into little cracks, the size of which is called technically karnei chagavim, it's like the antennae of a chagav, curious shear for Pesach and Mitzrayim and so on, but that's the shear. So at that point it would have a din of chometz gomor, and then you would be chayav koros for eating. Rabbi Yehuda argues on two issues. First of all, he says, Hichsifu panav is pure matzah stuff, perfectly kosher. Once it gets to the point of karnei chagavim, that's when the shiur of siur begins. So it's not chometz gomor. And furthermore, you're not chayev at all, malchus, even if you would eat that siur. So there's two elements involved in the machlokas. Now, our question, which is similar to the teenage stage over here in the palgus or in the tchilat ha-tziur, is a case like this. Boy, Rabbi Zera. Ha'omer harei alei lachmei toda min ha-chametz o min ha-matzah. So somebody is mechayev himself lachmei toda, that should be either chametz or matzah. Now, the Gemara is going to ask if this is an impossibility, because we've already seen when someone is mechayev himself lachmei toda, he has to bring toda v'lachmei. If he has to bring toda v'lachmei, he's going to have to bring both chametz and matzah. But we'll worry about how he managed to create such a case in a moment. The Gemara is going to discuss it. But assuming that you could create such a situation, and you said that you're going to bring either chametz or matzah, you remember there's 30 chalot of matzah, there's 10 chalot of chametz, and instead he brings siur. Now, what is the din? What's he yotze? Chametz or matzah? We say, well, it's one or the other. So he's definitely yotze. Maybe we don't know which one it was, but who cares? He said either one, right? There's the same issue. Or is siur neither chametz nor matzah?
You're still not cooked.
Not cooked. I mean, it doesn't matter if you went ahead and cooked it afterwards, but it has nothing to do with being cooked. Why? What does cooking have to do with matzah?
I don't know. It's just that we're talking about matzah, we're talking about lachmei toda. Lachmei toda just means it's neither.
So cook it. So bake it. So now, our question is siur deman. When you're talking about siur, which siur? Who's siur? We know that there are two different shitas. Are you talking about the siur of Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir, remember, holds once it reaches the shiur of hichsifu panav, so it turned pale, it's already considered to be siur. So, according to him, we're asking what? What would Rabbi Yehuda say about that? Rabbi Yehuda holds that's matzah. It's perfectly kosher matzah. There's no question at all. In the Rebbe Yehuda, it's matzah maliyata. It's wonderful, fine quality matzah. If we're talking about the seor of Rebbe Yehuda, and we're asking, what would Rebbe Meir hold about that? Rebbe Meir holds that's chometz gomor. That's already now, remember that Rebbe Yehuda's shiur is kikarne chagovim. Kikarne chagovim, I'll leave it to Rebbe Meir, is chometz gomor. So according to him, then for sure it's vadai chometz. Are we asking, according to Rebbe Meir, if he brings his own shiur of seor? If he says you get malchus for eating it, it can't possibly be that it's a suffix. Well, I wouldn't give a guy malchus if it's not a suffix. So clearly it must be chametz. So what are we asking? The only possible thing that we're asking is Rabbi Yehuda's own case, namely karnei chagavim, according to Rabbi Yehuda's own shita, is Rabbi Yehuda misupak? And therefore you say, well, you don't get malchus because it's a suffix. So if it's a suffix, so then the manav shekel is going to say either it's chametz or it's matzah. I said I'll bring either chametz or matzah. I don't have to know what I brought. I brought one or the other. I made a netter and I was yotzei my netter. What's the difference whether I know which one it was? then it's v'nafik memban hafshach. I mean, it's either one or the other, right? Or do we say, well, no, it's like this interim stage, which is neither. The lo nafik, and you wouldn't be yotzeh. Ask the Gemara, I don't get, what's the case for Omer Ravuna? Didn't Ravuna say, Omer alai. Omer alai lachmei todah. Somebody says, Harei alai lachmei todah. He's b'chuyiv anyway to bring a todah of a lachma. He's going to bring the todah and the lechem. So he's got to bring the whole shebang. So, and once he's chayiv and todah of a lachma, then of course he's going to have to bring all 40 because he's not going to know what this is. If you don't know what it is, you can't possibly use it to part of your chiyuv because you're still on the suffix. So was this the matzah? Was it the chometz? So you're going to have to bring the 30 matzah, and you're going to gonna bring the 10 chometz anyway because it's always going to be a suffix. In which case, this is a meaningless question. It's completely moot, the issue. The kima di chayav le betod of a lachma. Hello yada I gavre chometzu delesi matzi matzah delesi chometz. If he doesn't know, he hasn't helped himself in any way by bringing these 10. He's still going to have to bring the other 40. Well, maybe the thing is, let's see, how the case would be, the Yomar Harei Alay Chalal Liftor Todato Shel Ploni. I will bring just the chalas that will pater so-and-so's korban. How does that help? But the Ploni won't know. I mean, you said you're going to pater it. And you're not patering it, because he still has to bring the full 40. So how are you going to be Yotzi your netter? You said, I'm going to help this other guy out, and I'm going to pater either his seer for chalas or his seer for matzah. Did you pater? The mice says he's still going to have to bring the full 40 because he's misupak. Yeah, so you weren't yotzi your neder. So I don't understand. How does that help? So v'lo yada haidavra. That guy himself won't know. In chometz u'delesi matzi, matzi u'delesi chometz. Okay. He didn't say liftor, okay? He didn't say liftor. He thought you could bring a additional chalas together with this guy's korban. Now, you can't. There's no such thing. But he thought you could. So, Lamaisa, he made a nether that he's going to bring such and such to Hegdash. Now, we'll bring it to Hegdash, we'll be poda. But the question is, was he Yotze his nether or not, if he brings now Seor? That's the Shiloh. So, make the Gavir de Nidro. Our question is, was he Yotze his nether or not? That's our question. Nothing or nothing. That's what I'm asking you. Yes or no? Yotze or not? Teku. Here too, we don't know really what the status is of that interim stage. So when it comes to Tzchilat HaTzihuv, when it comes to Palgas, and when it comes to Seor, at least according to certain Shitas, and each one I was about to limit it, but according to certain Shitas in each approach, we don't have 100% a raya one way or the other as to whether an interim stage in these cases is a suffix or whether it's actually a birya b'fnei
atzmo.
Kasher bipara pasul be'egla, kasher be'egla pasul bipara. Whatever potters you in terms of the act, namely as a chitah, we have things that are the act of heter, whether it's malika for an oath, whether it's chitah for the paraduma, whether it's arifa for the egla rufa. So what is kosher for para, which of course is chitah, the brisa will define this better, is pasul for the egla rufa. What is kosher for the Egla Rufa is pasul for the Paraduma. You cannot be Oreif a Paraduma. Now, Tana Rabbanan. The Brisa expands on this. The Para is kosher only b'shchita. But b'arifa would be pasul. The Egla is only kosher as an Egla Rufa. It's kosher, but b'shchita would be pasul. Nimtzeit, as we now it turns out that what our Mishnah is saying is understandable. Kosher b'para, pasul b'egla, and kosher b'egla, pasul b'para. And now we go through once again the Kal Vachomers of giving one, why not add the other? Why don't we say that the Pura should be kosher b'arifa from a Kal Vachomer, if the Egla, where over there you cannot be marshal an Egla Rufa b'shvita. It's Rukshara b'arifa. So it seems that Arifa is a more fundamental heter for things that are being brought in these unusual ways, not Litzerach Achila and so on. So then, a pora shukshur b'shchita eno din shukshur b'arifa. Shall we not say that it's kosher b'arifa? Amakra. Therefore, the Torah specifies that no, it's not kosher because it says in the parsha of pora, b'shachat o talafanav, And the whole parsha is introduced with Zot Chukat HaTorah. Now we know wherever it says Chukat, Lashon Chukah, it means this as defined. And no games are allowed. You can't change the halacha. And therefore it's only kosher b'shchita and not b'aricha.
Paraduma.
Says the Gemara, now wait, is that true when it says Chukah? I understand when it says chukah, it means you have to do it this way. But does it mean you can't use a kal v'chomer and say that the kal v'chomer adds to what is given additional heterim? I mean, it's not as if we're being makel or anything. Well, why can't we darshan the kal v'chomer to be marba other things? And the chukah is for all the other issues. I mean, for instance, when it comes, just because it says chukah, so what? Lo darshin and kal v'chomer? That means you can't make a kal v'chomer? Well, what about by Yom Kippur? By Yom HaKippurim, now it says chukah by Yom HaKippurim, so at the end of all of the avodas, that's the famous marker for chukah. Nonetheless, the Brisa says an interesting thing. It says, v'asohu chatas. So there it says beferish that the goral, v'natan aron ha'shnei ha'sirim goralot, and then it says, v'asohu chatas, goral la'shem, v'asohu chatas, right? Ya'Allah, Allah, v'goral la'shem, v'asohu chatas. What that comes to tell me is that the goral, the smichut of ha'goral la'shem, v'asohu chatas, comes to tell me that the goral, and only the goral, can make this korban, the chatas la'shem. But if I would say, without a goral, this one should go la'ashem, and this one should go la'azazel, then it wouldn't help. Ve'in ha'shem oseh chatat. You can't simply be kore shame on it the way you normally would bring a korban. She'achol v'halodinu, I mean, you might have thought, again, Tosfos, remember, said, forget about every place it says it's a mistake. It should just say she'achol. Umah b'makom shalo kadash ha'goral, kadash ha'shem. In a normal case, where you have, let's say you have to bring two birds, one for Neila, one for Chatas, and you decide to really do this up big, you know, you make a goral, this, whichever one the goral comes out on is the Eila, and this one is the Chatas, that doesn't help. You could change your mind, you could say the other way around. The goral has no tviut in terms of a karma. But the moment that you say, this shall be the Chatas, and this shall be the Eila, so that is Koveyat. So let's make, therefore, a kal v'chomer. Umab makom shelo kadash ha'goral, kadash ha'shem. So makom she kadash ha'goral. When it comes to Yom HaKippurim, we have this weird new halacha that you can make a goral and let the goral determine which one is lazazel and which one is lashem. Eino din she kadash ha'shem. So if you said b'feirush without making a goral, this one is lashem. For sure, it should be b'chatas, right? Talmud lomar. Therefore, the Torah has to say, Allah, Allah, the goral la'ashem v'yasor chatat. The goral la'ashem is what makes it chatas la'ashem. Now, question is, Nevein Hashem ose chatas. Now the question is, taima. You see from here that the only reason we had a right to make that diyuk is because the Torah specifically went out of its way to say, a goral la'ashem v'yasor chatas, right? But if it wouldn't be for that, Allah v'achi, da'ashin and kavachoma, we would have said, despite the fact that it says chukah, and chukah means everything in this parsha of Yom HaKippurim has to be done as prescribed. I would not have thought that a kal v'chomer is a contradiction to the chukah. And you say, well, that's not as prescribed. What do you mean? It's as prescribed plus. There's a kal v'chomer. So for sure it should be good. So you see that the word chukah does not imply that I can't add to it with a kal v'chomer. I use the chukah for the other issues. Exactly, it has to be that way.
So put that in your chukah and smoking.
All right, we'll cross it from the record, but I'll have to go back. I'll have to go back and erase it from the tape here. The expungent thing. So you see that your diak over here of the shachat that it says by paradum and the shachat utalafanal, just because it said zot kukata Torah at the beginning of the parsha does not mean you can't make a kal v'chomer to do it b'aricha. True. Okay, so how do I know that the poradum is not kosher b'shmita?
Well, because miyad rachmana da'ata yadvav ha'aruva. The reason is because the Torah goes out of its way to say this ha'arufa, this is the arufa, meaning there is no other arufa with the hey ha'yidia, and the only thing that is kosher ba'arifa, therefore, is the egla arufa. Zot ba'arifa, ve'ed acheret ba'arifa. Okay, now that that is a given, why can't we make a kavachomer that the egla arufa should be kosher b'shmita from a kavachomer? If a para does not have this additional heter of arifa, it's ksher b'shmita. So the egla arufa, which is kosher even b'arifa, no, we should say that that's an added idea that you could even be orifik. If you went ahead and you shechted it, so eno din shu ksherah b'shmita, wouldn't it be for sure kosher b'shmita? Omar Krah. Therefore, the Torah has to repeat by the orfo egla, that is dafka, the egla is dafka, to repeat, it has to be mu'uraf and only mu'uraf, barifa in b'shkita lo. Only and uniquely barifa is in kosher. It's a nice, smooth, easy, flowing.